Good morning. It's good to be gathered this day, a day where we'll be hearing from seniors. Seniors sharing about their faith and spiritual life growth journeys as in the college years. A little more about that later on. Would invite you to hear these words of praise and adoration as invocation, as prayer. God of all life, we thank you for the signs of your love that surround us, for sun and warmth and all that comes to life within creation, for all that sleeps within the earth awaiting birth. We praise you for the wisdom of your care, water on the earth, sunlight on our spirits, hands on blinded eyes. Continue to touch us. Reach out to us with compassion and forgiveness that we may receive your gifts, that we may know your love and grace, and rise to new life in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's gather ourselves in singing an opening song.
You guys would stand and join singing with us.
This is the second year of what I hope will be an annual tradition of inviting seniors to share reflections on their faith and spiritual life journey after several years of being here at EMU. We have four students today sharing reflections that are probably, at least I invited them, to launch from a prompt. And it's a prompt that comes right out of EMU's mission, vision, and values statements. There are 11 things that we lifted out of these statements that are faith-related or spirituality in action kind of related. Here are a few examples. Our Christian community challenges students to pursue their life calling through artistic creation. Or we invite each person to follow Christ's call to serve with compassion. EMU envisions a learning community marked by passionate Christian faith. The final one of the 11 possible prompts, EMU embodies the enduring values of the Anabaptist tradition: Christian discipleship, community, service, and peace building. I have no idea at this point which prompt, if any, these four students chose or allowed to invite them into their reflecting, but I imagine there will be some connections. Please, as you come one at a time, introduce yourself and maybe your major, and then we thank you for your reflections.
Hi, I'm Amanda Chandler. I'm a double in theater and history. I came to EMU as a pretty angry 18-year-old. I was angry at God, angry at the church, angry at my community. In wading through the grief of losing a parent, I felt abandoned by my faith community, so I decided to put my religion on hold. I spent my first year here avoiding anything that I thought might be too religious, Bible studies, not going to church with friends. But without realizing it, I slowly fell into a faith community that I felt I belonged in. Professors and mentors were there encouraging me, lifting me up. My friends were there to laugh with and cry with, work with and play with. I had found a community of support, someone to help shoulder the sadness and share the joy with, without even realizing that's what I was looking for. This feeling of community was only strengthened as I went on cross-cultural to the Middle East. There, I saw our Palestinian host families living out a true model of community that was only talked about back home. While observing and learning from the Palestinians, our group was forming our own community. Many of us were strangers when the trip started, and together, while exploring a new and strange place, we took care of each other when we were sick, encouraged each other through difficult days, pushed each other to keep going when we only wanted to rest and call home. We laughed together at our mistakes, took joys together, and wiped our tears on homesick days, and smiled as we experienced new delights. Together, we gained a new perspective on Jesus in his homeland and came to understand each other better as we grew to understand ourselves better through new perspectives on things that once felt familiar. Together, we learned the journey is home. Now, as I prepare to leave EMU and once again enter into a strange and new place, I'm no longer angry or afraid of my faith. My faith rests in knowing that the kingdom is in the here and now and in living truthfully together. I find comfort in the community formed over the past 4 years and will carry it with me as I continue. One of my favorite verses comes from the Gospel of John, where Jesus promises us, "I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. On that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you."
We invite each person to follow Christ's call to live in community. My name is Andrea de Avila, and I am senior graduating with the degrees of Bible and Religion and Psychology. I transferred from Heston, entering my junior year here at EMU, and as many of you may know, there's this anticipation of, is EMU gonna be just like Heston? It's a little bigger, but it's still a Mennonite school. It's in a different location, but it's still surrounded by Mennonite churches. So is the community gonna be the same? Is it gonna be different? There was a lot of feelings of wanting EMU to be the same, but at the same time needing EMU to be different after 2 years at Heston. EMU has taught me that, well, as well as Heston, no community is perfect. There's really so many ways that communities can improve, that members can embrace their differences even more, that people can listen to each other more closely. But I believe that even though there's problems in the community, community is very valuable. Heston, as well as EMU, has taught me the value of community. I would not have been able to be so far away from home in Mexico, and now my parents being in Canada, if I didn't have the support of such a loving community like I had at Heston and at EMU. They're definitely different in many ways. It is a bigger campus, although not as big as other schools. So you might not know every single person that crosses your way like you would at Heston, by name, both first name and last name. But I think it's still a really close, tight community where members look after each other. I couldn't have pictured myself at a better place for my last 2 years of college education. As I look and think of my future approaching really soon, in 2 weeks, I think that I do want a different place than EMU, as I wanted a different place than Heston. But one of the things that I am definitely gonna look for is a place with a community that is willing to look after each other and be there for each other, because I need that and I have learned to love that. And I believe that that is what Christ, like EMU says, is calling us to do, live in community and love one another.
I'm Jonathan Burkholder, and I'm a history major with minors in youth ministry and outdoor ministry and adventure leadership. I've come a long way since leaving my small farming community in Warden, Washington. And that's Washington State, not DC. And I know what you're thinking, but no, it doesn't rain a lot where I'm from. I live in Eastern Washington, and we get about 5 to 10 inches of rain annually. And just in comparison, Virginia's average is like 40 or 50. So it rains a lot here. So driving 2,600 miles to come out to attend a small liberal arts university may seem a little odd or extreme. At least I've wondered that while I was here. I passed through Heston College in Kansas on the way, spending my first 2 years of college there. But evidently it wasn't far enough from home as I continued out here to Harrisonburg. However, this wasn't the only path that I traveled in these 4 incredible years. My spiritual walk has also been quite a journey as I have explored and discovered more and more about my faith. In these 4 years, I've come a long way. EMU helping me to become a better person of faith, giving me tools to live out my convictions in tangible ways. As a practical and simple person by nature, values held and expressed by people at EMU have provided support to my own beliefs. I have been able to wrestle with uncertainties and questions that have come up in an environment where I felt safe to do so. I've come a long way in my personal walk with God, deepening my relationship with Him in amazing ways. Learning to interpret the Bible and talk about faith questions was something I focused on in my first 2 years. But more recently, working with inner spiritual disciplines has allowed me to realize a much more real and full interpretation of who God is, recognizing that I need this connection to God, and that this dimension is equally as important as living out my faith. Although EMU has helped me to do this also. And looking back, the theme of service has been present in big ways during my time in college, and I'm very appreciative of that. Also, in classes and conversations, I've been introduced to and challenged by many ideas that I can use as I press on into the future. Many professors that I have gotten to know on a personal level have been great examples of people living out their faith, engaging and impacting their surrounding spheres and environments positively. Their stories have helped to shape me. Even though it's far from home, I have appreciated living in a Mennonite community where my Anabaptist beliefs have been strengthened. One of the largest reasons I chose a Mennonite school was simply because I wanted to experience people who thought like me and had similar beliefs and were the same age as me. I had grown up in an area where the only other Mennonite youth in my church or high school was my brother. And I think I found what I was searching for here in this community. And I don't feel so alone anymore. I was able to experience and reestablish my roots in the Anabaptist tradition. I've now lived in several different places, including out of the country, and this has helped to shape me and change my worldview as I've had experiences that give me different perspectives and give me a better understanding of how I fit in. I've come a long way, but it was worth being a 40-hour drive away from home. And I consider the $375 I spent on gas getting out here a decent investment.
My name's Hannah, and I'm a nursing major. And I have shared my faith story several times, both here at EMU and in many other settings. And every time I share, I include how transformative and healing my experience here at EMU has been. EMU has been a conduit of healing for me through the relationships I have formed, the experiences I have had, and the opportunity I've been offered to care for others as a nurse. 2 months prior to coming to EMU, the Mennonite church I grew up in went through a horrendous split. A split filled with abuse, pain, and devastation. So not only was I starting college, but my spiritual foundation was crumbling, and I was broken. I began to see God as a dictator and a judge. I began to see people as judgmental and hypocritical, and I began to see myself as confused and unworthy. The God I knew was not the God I wanted to serve, and the Christian lifestyle was not something I wanted to be a part of, but something I felt I had to be due to fear. Although not visible on the outside, my first year and a half at EMU was filled with spiritual struggles, confusion, and honestly a lot of pain. I lost hope in God, the church, and people. Then I went to the Middle East, and I experienced healing. I experienced healing through beautiful people, both in my group and outside of it. I experienced healing through walking alongside of other people who were struggling, hearing their stories, and living with them in community. I experienced healing by worshiping in the same places that I read about in biblical text. And for the first time in my life, I truly believe I met Jesus, the real Jesus, the Jesus that I wanted to serve, the Jesus who loves everybody and loves them intimately. But I still had many questions. Coming back to EMU, I felt overwhelmed by my questions. I felt strong in my faith journey, but still felt incredibly confused on how I could incorporate this new Hannah into an old environment. However, these past years at EMU, I've been provided with many people. I've been provided with small group leaders who I have found a safe space with. With pastors who have redefined for me what the church can look like, friends who have taught me how to be loved, and professors who see my potential and push me both academically and spiritually. These people have given me hope and have brought healing in my life. They have partnered with me in my confusion and have accepted and loved this new Hannah. They have entered into a relationship with me and have allowed me to come with my burdens and questions and still somehow find rest. They have cried with me, laughed with me, and supported me through my faith journey, and without them, I don't know where I would be today. Today, I am preparing to graduate as a nurse. I am preparing to go out into the world and to intimately care for others as the Jesus I now know cares for me. I have learned so much about the beauty and wonder of God through nursing. Although very challenging at times, there is nothing more spiritual and healing for me than for caring for another human being. To end, EMU is a special place. When I started at EMU, I don't think I was prepared for the incredibly holistic development that would take place. My faith journey was shaped here, and it was here that I experienced healing, and that gives me hope for the future. Thank you.
Thank you.
would invite all of the graduating seniors to stand where you are. And we know that only a portion are here. How we wish every senior was here. Some are visiting the prison with their class, working on conflict transformation and mediation. And for those who are sitting near or would come near, would you stand with them? Maybe place your hand on their shoulder. We want to offer a litany and prayer of blessing for our seniors. So come gather around them. It's a reflection or a dynamic of being a caring, passionate Christian community. And maybe you've forgotten who the seniors are. If you're a senior and no one's gathered around you, would you raise your hand? I thought they were with you. So join us in prayerfulness as we offer this blessing. If we, the faculty, staff, and administrators of EMU, have fulfilled our mission, vision, and shared values, this Christian community has challenged you to pursue your life calling through scholarly inquiry, artistic creation, guided practice, and cross-cultural encounter.
May each of you continue to pursue your life calling as you further discover and develop the potential for which you've been created.
In a variety of ways, we have invited you to follow Christ's call, to bear witness to faith, to serve with compassion, and to walk boldly in the way of nonviolence and peace.
May your life, fully lived and expressed in the context of community, bear the fruits of faith, compassion, and peace.
We have envisioned for you a learning community marked by passionate Christian faith, offering healing and hope in our diverse world, doing justice, loving mercy, and walking humbly with God.
May the marks of passionate faith, healing and hope, justice, mercy, and humility be evident in your engagement with a broken world.
We invite you to embody the enduring values of the Anabaptist Christian tradition, Christian discipleship, community, service, and peace building.
May these values empower you to serve and lead in both local and global contexts. May you know that where you go, God will also be. As you enter into the joys, anticipation, fear, and anxiety of the coming days and weeks ahead, know that those feelings are normal, and during times of transition, God is always present. When there are doubts and uncertainty about what job to take, what place to live, how to be in this world, know that God is present and walks with you.
As you go from this dynamic learning community, go with our blessing that the very Spirit of Jesus and the deep love and grace of God freely flow through you to the world. May it be so. Amen.